Can you tell me your name and age?
Kelly Wigington, 42.
Do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
I thought as I looked across the room that you looked like you had shoulders of a football player.
How did you choose my name?
Because your great-grandmother, was my favorite person in the world, and her name was Grace.
What was I like as a baby, as a young child?
Very happy, just easygoing, and you really rarely cried unless you weren't with me.
If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
No, I think I like the way I raised you. I would probably rather not have had a divorce.
What advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
To be just open and honest and kind, and to keep an open line of communication and loving.
What are your dreams for me?
To be happy, to fulfill all of your dreams.
What were your grandparents like?
Very loving and supporting. One set of my grandparents were a big part of my life and helped raise me and my sisters. That's the grandmother that you're named after.
When and where were you born?
Kansas City in December 30th, 1968.
Where did you grow up?
In Kansas.
What was it like?
It was just a great place to raise families. I lived in a development just surrounded by hundreds of kids, and we all played together, played outside.
Who are your parents?
Margaret and John.
How was your relationship with your parents?
It was okay. They were not happy, and they fought a lot, so I wasn't that close to him as a child, but I'm very close to my mom now.
Did you get into trouble? What was the worst thing you did?
I only got into trouble in high school. I started to get in trouble occasionally, usually from sneaking out of the house.
Do you have any siblings? What were they like growing up?
Three sisters. My oldest sister was not, she was always kind of mean to me. I was closest to my middle sister. And my youngest sister we were pretty close, the three of us younger sisters.
Did you have a nickname? How did you get it?
One nickname was Webster when I was in college because I helped everybody with their homework.
Who were your best friends? What were they like?
One of my best friends was Kelly Gazzardo. She was middle school and high school, and she came from a big Italian family, and we did everything together. In Kansas, my other closest best friend, her name was Carrie, and she actually got in a lot of trouble. She is probably the one who I got in trouble with.
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young?
Going to school, because I love school, and then just playing after. We would play on the playground, and we'd walk home. We would always walk to and from school. And
did you ever have a childhood nemesis?
Not really. I was very involved in gymnastics and dance. I didn't really have time for too many friends outside of that.
What was your worst family vacation growing up?
Well, we didn't have that many vacations, so I really can't remember a bad one.
Who has been the most important person in your life? Can you tell me about him or her?
I actually think Dr. Potkin was one of the most important person in my life. He was kind of a mentor. He took me right out of nursing school and taught me a lot about nursing and managing an office, like a doctor's office.
Who has been the biggest influence on your life? What lesson did that person teach you?
Again, I think it was Dr. Potkin. He taught me a lot. And I remember the one thing that he used to always say to me was, it's not the mistakes you make, it's how you deal with them.
What is your favorite memory of me?
I think just that you were always smiling and happy and trying to please.
How would you like to be remembered?
As being a kind, honest, giving, loving person.
If this was to be our very last conversation, what words of wisdom would you want to pass on to me?
That you can do anything you want, to follow your dreams, to live your life for yourself, not to live it for anybody else, and to just strive to be happy.
And that was me interviewing my mom, Kelly.